Welcome to our Scholarly Athlete of the Month by ServiceMaster. For December, we are honoring Standish Sterling Central Junior, Macy Fagan. Macy, thanks for being here. One of the first things I noticed with the submission was your 4.11 GPA. Obviously, it takes a lot of work and dedication just to get a 4.0 in general, but then to go above that is extraordinary. How did you develop a work ethic to obtain that GPA?
Oh, I guess always since I was little, like my parents, they instilled like good grades and stuff. So I guess like since then, it's just like I've always wanted good grades. So, you know, just like that, you know.
Yeah. So not only do you have the good grades, though, you've accumulated a lot of accolades so far in sports as well. First team All-State in basketball and honorable mention in softball last year. How did you balance everything with your schedule?
First of all, you always put your school first. And then like, on like, if you have like a game or something, you get as much as done as you can, like on a bus ride or a car ride or whatever. And then after the game, you got to get back to like the books if you still have stuff left, you know?
So it's just a lot of time of nose in the book beforehand. And then after practice or after the games, just spending those bus rides back and forth, just getting your studying done and everything.
Yeah.
So most successful students in class and sports have someone that is typically there to help them along the way. Do you have a mentor or someone else that you could thank for their help?
I just got to thank both my parents for both in the classroom and on the court. They always like help me get to places and they've always very encouraging, you know.
So thanking your parents, do they help you with classwork or do they just kind of support and kind of push you or also with basketball and softball?
More of a support and like kind of push. But if I do need help, I can always like ask them and they'll try their best to help me, you know?
Yeah. So being a junior going into your third year with high school, what is one of your favorite moments so far from your high school career?
In sports you're talking?
Yeah.
My favorite would either be the overtime win against Frankenmuth my freshman year or the overtime win against Fenton last year.
Okay, nice. What was special about those? Besides just overtime?
It was just like really great. Like the Frankenmuth one, it was just we'd lost them earlier in the season and it was just a really big game and the atmosphere in the gym was like just crazy good. And the Fenton game was just so much fun to play, you know?
Mm-hmm. So again, said that you're junior, but you still have time, obviously, but have you been looking at any plans for college at all?
Oh yeah. I committed to the University of Toledo in August.
Okay. To go play what?
Basketball.
Okay. Do you know what you'd like to study at all?
I think I want to be an athletic director, but I'm not sure what I'll like major in or anything.
Okay. So going to Toledo to play basketball in the MAC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some good competition there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's honestly all I really have. Is there anything else you'd want to touch on at all?
No, that was good.
Okay, cool. That's it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for doing this.